This is the Shofar Wire Midday Edition. Sound the alarm. Report the truth. Here is the Watchman report. The signs are multiplying, the tremors intensifying. Across the lands, the nations posture, align, and reveal their true intentions. We watch, not for a calendar date or a manufactured event, but for the unfolding of Yahuwah's prophetic word, declared through every voice save Daniel's. The day of Yahuwah draws near, and the watchman's duty is to discern the patterns, to name the players, and to declare the truth, however unwelcome. We begin with the escalation and the abrupt halt of aggression emanating from the so-called nation of Israel. Reports detail strikes against Iran, a planned third wave poised to ignite the region, then nothing. A suspension. The Western media speaks of restraint, of a temporary reprieve. But we see a calculated display, a flexing of power meant to intimidate, to destabilize. This is not a step away from conflict, but a demonstration of control, a signal to the world and to Israel of who holds the reins. Yes, Yahu prophesied of such brazen displays, of kingdoms exalting themselves against the Most High, believing their own strength will deliver them. They are deceived. This aggression, this arrogance, is not about security. It's about asserting dominion over the land promised to Israel, building a false kingdom on stolen inheritance. And who stands behind this display? Who benefits from the chaos? Look to Edom. The United States, the modern manifestation of Esau's lineage, is inextricably linked to these actions. Reports confirm a shifting of military assets in the Persian Gulf, a revision of deployments, not a defense, but a consolidation of power, a tightening of control over the region's resources. They acknowledge vulnerabilities, speak of dispersing forces, of advanced technology, but Yahuwah resists the proud. Their technology, their strategies, are futile against the divine decree. For generations, Edom has sought to usurp the inheritance promised to Israel, propping up illegitimate states, fueling conflict, and preventing the true return of the scattered tribes. This brings us to a disturbing confirmation, the deepening entanglement between the Israeli regime and what remains of Babylonian America. The United States has poured billions into sustaining this artificial state, enabling its defiance of divine law. In return, Israel serves as a strategic asset, a foothold in a vital region. This is not alliance. It is a master-slave dynamic, a covenant violation of the highest order. The modern state of Israel, built on stolen land and sustained by foreign aid, rejects repentance, prioritizing worldly power over the spiritual well-being of the covenant people. They have embraced the ways of Edom, and in doing so, sealed their fate. Tehran, meanwhile, has openly declared its distrust of the United States. This is not merely a political statement, but a prophetic echo. Yahuwah warned Israel through the prophets of the deceitfulness of nations, particularly those descended from Esau. The pursuit of peace, through diplomatic channels, devoid of repentance and obedience, is a futile exercise. These negotiations are built on lies, designed to maintain the illusion of stability while furthering the agenda of global control. Scattered Israel must recognize that true peace is not achieved through treaties, but through a return to the covenant established with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, a peace rooted in righteousness, justice, and obedience. And then the pause, Israel inexplicably halting its aggression, not out of morality, but in direct response to pressure from the United States. Reports confirm the American president demanding compliance, asserting an impending breakthrough in negotiations. This is not de-escalation. It is a realignment of power plays orchestrated by Edom. The narrative speaks of nuclear talks, of long-term deals. But we see the truth. These negotiations are not about preventing proliferation. They are about solidifying Edom's grip on the wealth and resources of the land, ensuring the continued suppression of the covenant people. The modern state of Israel is merely a tool in their hand, a regional enforcer used to destabilize and control. This temporary pause is calculated. Edom seeks a facade of diplomacy while tightening its stranglehold. They dangle the promise of talks to appease international concerns while secretly furthering their agenda of domination. Yahuwah's people must not be deceived. The true breakthrough will not come through the halls of power in Washington or Tel Aviv, but through the awakening of scattered Israel and a return to the covenant. The watchman sees it clearly. The nations are aligning. The judgments are unfolding. And the day of Yahuwah is at hand. Stay watchful, stay ready. Subscribe at shofarwire.com. This has been the Shofar Wire.